St. Albertan stepped up in a big way for the 2021 Fall Food Drive. All told, the collection weighed in at more than 27,600 kilograms. A squadron of volunteers organized by the Red Willow Community Church went out on Saturday, September 18, to visit every street across the city to pick up grocery bags of donated non-perishables to help out the community organization. According to church office manager Marion Rochford, the coordinated effort was as professional as they come, even under the strict public health guidelines to keep the volunteers and the public safe from COVID-19. It went really, really well. It was very smooth, and that was good, she beamed. More than 300 volunteers, working in teams of drivers and runners, were out in full force that day, many of them families or cohorts, with many more on the waiting list to help should the need arise. As they returned to the church to clock back in, they were thanked in many ways, including with a lunch of Nitz's pizza, served by other church volunteers. It's a wonderful family outing that you can do, where kids grow up learning to do service for their community. Anyone who didn't have their bags picked up can drop off their donations at collection points in most grocery stores. The bags can also be brought to the food bank Mondays through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The facility is located at number 3050 Bellaris. Doctor call 780-459-0599 or visit Stalbert Food Bank and CommunityVillage.com for more information. Space. The Canets First Frontier. The St. Albert Canets are hoping for a more normalized holiday season in 2021 along with a little extra elbow room. The service club is putting out an early call for help in the shape of an 8,000-square-foot room to allow them to collect, sort, and pack hundreds of hampers of food and toys. As the Canets look ahead to December and the club's 55th annual Christmas hamper campaign, members are taking a moment to reflect on how 2020 went. The short answer, it was tough. It takes a lot of heart when you're there at 2 o'clock in the morning on the Friday and you're just like, okay, we got to get through this and be back there at 8, offered Tracy Nadigger, the club's public relations director. But, it's worth it because when you start to hear the stories of when you drop off a hamper and people are in tears and so happy, then you're just like, okay, this is worth every hour I don't sleep. The ripple effects of COVID-19 caused economic chaos in many people's lives, dropping donations at one point to about one-tenth of what they typically would have been with 2 weeks left to go. It was a dramatic turn from its 2019 campaign when the club also had the use of a 1,000-square-foot space on 137th Avenue in Edmonton. It was generously donated by Dr. Mark Knoffel of Oasis Orthodontics and his wife. Of course, 2020 brought a pandemic upon the world, and so the Canets had to make do with the Kinsman Banquet Center, aka the Coral, at the corner of Riel and Rodeo Drives. It was one-third the size and they were only allowed 10 people in the room at a time, as per public health guidelines. To make the best of things, they requested donations of gift cards. The year 2021 could still offer its own dramatic turns, but the Canets are trying to stay ahead of the game as best they can. It's a bit early for us to get volunteers and those kinds of things yet and we don't know what fill a bus is going to look like. It's a bit early for all that stuff, but the actual location is our big concern right now. Visit www.stalbertkin.ca/canet-club for more information on the group and its annual hamper campaign. Anyone who is interested in helping in any way can send an email to christmashamper@stalbertkinets.ca or by calling Nadigger at 780-293-3637.